Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots across the fruited plains and the free zones, wherever you may be, if you're not in the American redoubt. This is Patriot Hill Territory here, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yeah.
And thank goodness for that. There is no mushy gray area where you're uncertain as to what the truth is and what it isn't.
No kidding. And that's more important now in these days than ever. With the shifting, continuous shape-shifting of, you know, truth and what is and what they want things to be, and just
the rampant downslide of everything. It's just, it's so, oh my gosh, who would have ever thought that we would see such a slippery slope where everything, the second the leader is taken out, everything just starts sliding downhill faster than you can even stop it from happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's stunning to me. And especially somebody that's a fighter and willing to stand against evil and,
yes,
and really, really put yourself out there and fight against those things to block them, you know, where you're the kind of person that says the buck stops here, right?
Right.
And so what do you do when you're used to the buck stopping here because a rock is rolling down the hill towards you, so you stop it. Well, what happens when the entire cliff side gives way?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about, where you go, oh, well, okay, so so now what? There's one of us willing to stand against an entire landslide, right?
Right.
And so even more, you know, we already know that what is going to happen has to happen, which
yes,
doesn't help in any of thinking of that, too, where the Lord is all joyful, like, you know, don't worry, for I've overcome. You know, I've overcome the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and don't lose faith. Don't lose heart. Don't lose don't lose anything. He overcame. And so, and meanwhile, you're on this landslide,
right,
that is just going as fast as it can towards the bottom of this ravine.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the lunatics that are running things are continuously trying to outdo themselves.
Right.
It's like the funny little, it's like the, if you guys haven't seen this, we laughed so hard. The Minions.
Yes.
And
right,
their cartoon titled Competition.
Yeah.
Right? How they're always trying to outdo each other. And it just,
they're in a bomb factory, first of all.
Right. Oh my goodness. Just watch it. Just go to YouTube and just type in Minions, competition.
Yep.
Oh, man. So anyway, I'm watching this. And so it was one of those days when the Governor Gavin Newsom from California did something just so outlandish. He said something so retarded. And then it was like right after that, Justin Trudeau, these guys they had to have been like twins that were like separated at birth or something like that because of their brains. So right after this, then Justin Trudeau from Canada makes this big announcement. People across the country are lighting candles to honor Indigenous women, girls, and 2SLGBTQQIA+ people
what?
Who are missing or who have been murdered. We must continue to work together, raise awareness, and advocate to end this ongoing national tragedy.
What? I can't even identify any of those acronyms. It's
2SLGBTQQIA+. So I'm like, what in the world? Nobody's ever even... So, yeah, in this article, Trudeau goes full woke, tries to outdo himself. So he says, I urge all Canadians to take the time today to honor the Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and asexual people who are missing or who have been murdered.
I don't even know where to start with that. I mean, you know.
So he says 2SLGBTQQIA+.
What on earth right. does that mean?
So they had to break it down. The article's like, okay, so let's go. So I don't know what
they. It probably took them 10 paragraphs, right?
I don't know if Indigenous women or girls, that's not really a sexual orientation or whatever you want to call it. So that's not part of this. It begins with Two-Spirit. That's with a 2S.
Two-Spirit? What?
Okay, right. You're a Two-Spirit. You have two spirits. That's probably a demoniac, right? So
exactly.
For Two-Spirit, that's the 2S. The LGBT we all get, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. And then the two Qs is queer and questioning. And then the IA, which is intersex, and asexual. And then there's a plus symbol, but they don't explain what that is. So,
you know, I don't even want to know.
Maybe it just means more to come, more to follow, more to stay
more
tuned.
More horrifying stuff to follow. I don't even want to know. Really? I mean, it's bad enough that I even know what LGBT is. I don't even want to know that.
Right.
You know,
well, they almost used up the alphabet, but then they're starting to double. Now we have two Qs in here. Yeah, so.
Okay, so we're talking about, you know, this is a very, very prevalent problem. This is a Sodom and Gomorrah issue.
Yes.
And there's something that all of us need to keep in mind. If you're struggling with sexual immorality of any sort, of adultery, coveting your husband's wife, coveting your neighbor's husband. I mean, if you're, you know what I'm trying to say, if you're struggling against same-sex attraction, if you're struggling against that, we just have to remember that God will not allow any of those in his kingdom.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah.
It says none of them, adulterers, homosexuals, none of the sexually immoral will be allowed in his kingdom. And
right.
And understand that sexual immorality does not just pertain to homosexuals. It pertains to adulterers, fornicators, people
all of
who
it.
Are having
yeah.
Any kind of sexual relation outside of marriage. All of those people are at risk. Their salvation is in question at that point.
Yeah, this is not something you light candles for and pay homage to and honor and.
Right.
This is something that's, well, the enemy, look, we're battling against the flesh. We're battling against the world who's messaging this stuff to us. And then we're battling demonic forces.
That's right.
And doctrines of demons. So we have this in ourselves. Anyway, we all have a sinful nature. And so you can see how things have really ratcheted up.
Big time.
I guess even against Christians. And, you know, saw.
In fact, it's the only people threatening Satan are Christians. That all the rest of the people that are, you know, atheists and communists, he doesn't even have any concern about those people. He already knows where they're going.
They're running, yeah, all the way to the finish line
chosen,
anyway, on their own.
Yeah.
But, just a few years ago, I think it was a Pew Research where they were talking about pornography, just pornography alone. And they had a hotline for people who, you know, were calling in to get help with pornography addictions. And they said that 60% of the people calling in asking for counseling and help were in some type of ministry, some form or another, whether it's the youth pastor or the music, you know, ministry leader or the pastor or associate pastor, they were in some form or another, they were involved in ministry.
Well, and see that doesn't surprise me considering the fact that Satan targets Christians way harder than anybody else.
Yeah.
He knows that he hates every single Christian out there because they stand the chance of replacing him in heaven, where right. he will never be allowed back in, but they will. And so his goal, he hates Christians. He absolutely hates them. And so, those are his primary targets, that especially ones that are really devoted to God. He's going to hit them harder than anybody else. And for anybody to think that they can withstand the attack of the enemy and, you know, have nothing to worry about, be careful, because that's a prideful notion. And we have to remember that, pride comes before a fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's even happened with me before, where I thought, well, I have no problem in that area. Why would I be concerned about this or, you know, that, whatever struggle?
Right.
I have no issue with those things.
That's not a weakness of mine.
Yeah.
Bring it.
And I've so proudly said that, before, and wham, all of a sudden,
brick wall.
Yep. And I was not expecting it and failed miserably and, had to repent. I mean, that is God's honest truth. Mm-hmm. And that's just a humble way of admitting that you don't think that you are above all of these attacks.
Right.
And we have to put on the full armor of God all the time.
Because
especially if you so love God that Satan has you picked out above everybody else. And right. just, you know, boy, it's just beware.
Yeah, I know that you and I have just really felt like we've experienced this whirlwind of enemy attack. And so it's a continuous battle you always have to be engaged in. And like you said, putting on that full armor is just so important, so critical.
Right.
Well, speaking of that, we should probably get to the word of the day because we're
right.
coming up on the end of toward the end of the segment one.
That's right.
But, you know, this is really good stuff because people, all of us are struggling in some way or another,
right.
and we know how hard the enemy is going after believers. So we can laugh and mock these silly people in the news and all the sexual confusion and stuff, but we need to also be careful when we laugh, because the enemy's he knows our number. He knows how to get us, or you know, to try to dislodge us, or you know. So what was I going to say on that, though?
There's also something about Philippians 4:8, where, you know, if you're concerned with yourself about certain strongholds developing in your mind, where you know you have weakness, whether that be gambling, gossiping, who knows? There's a myriad of issues that that people are faced with all the time. Wherever you're weak, those can actually become strongholds for the enemy, and they will develop in your mind. The more that you look in that direction, they become strongholds. And so chapter 4, verse 8 describes how focus on things that are pure, things that are holy,
lovely,
things that are positive.
Yep,
and as the more you stay in the word, the less you are focusing on areas where you're weak and letting strongholds develop. So,
yeah.
So just remember Philippians 4:8 and, you know, really put some thought into that if you feel like you're under attack or you're feeling super weak.
I know that's one worth writing out and hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
So where you can see it regularly. I know what I was trying to think of, the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
Right.
The sexual perversion and immorality. As we know that Christ is getting closer and closer to returning, he said, one of the things that you'll see when they said, how will we know? What are the signs? How will we know when you're about to return? One of the things that he said was it will be like the days of Lot or like the days of Noah.
That's right.
Which those were, they were like reading our headlines today where you see a girl being sexually assaulted in a girl's bathroom by a boy wearing a skirt because the school says he identifies as a tranny, so he gets to go into the girls' bathrooms, and then she gets raped, and then
both Virginia and Texas having graphic pedophile books in their school libraries.
And when angry, so the world that we're living in, that Days of Lot, Days of Noah, it's when a parent shows up to get angry at the school board, and they label him as a domestic terrorist because he's making the school board feel so scared and unsettled. Right. And that's what we're talking about.
And the scary part of that is that, the Lord says, narrow is the path, for those who make it. I mean, it's a narrow path to be on.
Yeah.
And that is definitely described in Noah's case, where only 8 people were saved. Only 8 people, and only 3 people actually were saved out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
So altogether, in both instances, 8 people were saved, and then 3 people were saved. And he said that in the end times, it would be just like the days of Noah.
Yeah.
So beware.
Spooky.
Beware. So,
all right, so Philippians 4:8,
no,
that was
actually
the word of the day.
That's not the word of the day.
I was just describing
for people that, any weaknesses, that's a good
not delay. Go right to it.
Okay. All right. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Psalm 99, verses 4 through 9, which read, "The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." And wow, oh my gosh, there's another beware. It says, "You were to them God who forgives, though you took vengeance on their deeds." And so that's where it's not the person that he hates, it's their sin. And he does take vengeance on sin and sinful deeds.
Right.
And
yeah.
So it just like David, when speaking of sexual immorality, David and Bathsheba, he took definite vengeance on that deed. He still loved David and he still loved Bathsheba,
right.
But look at what happened as
a
result.
They paid heavily for that. And God still turned that to good. He was still able to take people's dumb mistakes, and he had to do some fancy origami to make something beautiful out of that, but only God could, and he did.
Right.
But that's obviously not his will that they made that mess, but he made something out of, beautiful despite what they did to make the mess. So.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, so he is just. He's merciful, but he's just.
Yeah.
And sin has to be accounted for and dealt with.
That's
and
right.
So it's better that you deal with it yourself and get it under control than having it end up in his lap where he has to deal with it for you.
Yeah.
That's never going to be fun.
No, so, that's the hard way.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. Much appreciated. And that's a blessing. We get plenty for us to write down and have pinned to the wall for this week to meditate on.
That's so appreciate right. It. Well, God is good.
Absolutely. All right. We'll go ahead and take a break now then and come back with segment 2 right after these messages. Segment 1 brought to you by Katie Armour, CATI. Come and take it. It's katiearmour.com, serious body armor for serious times, Christian patriot-owned business. Check him out at katiearmour.com and stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hey, Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Yes, the communists have plans for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders. The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country, as they already have in many others.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two, I want to remind you guys, for your online security and to help add to your anonymity and secure your online activity by encrypting it and the websites that you're going to and so on, to use NordVPN. It's a virtual private network. It is one of several components in your online security and anonymity habits, hopefully, and services that you use. I use NordVPN, and I strongly recommend it. A lot of our Amron operators and listeners use NordVPN for the same reasons, because your online privacy is very important. You can use the affiliate code to get a discount if you go to Radio Free Redoubt or Amron.com. Over on the right-hand side of the page, scroll down until you see the NordVPN banner. Click on that. That's the affiliate link that will get you that discounted rate. And they have nodes you can connect to all around the world, and good protection there. So, all right. Now, in this segment, segment two, I wanted to remind you guys real quick, and I know Lady Liberty has some stuff here as well, some materials she wants to cover. But a couple of weeks ago, we put up some resources for quercetin and zinc and some other things that we were taking while we were going through COVID. I can tell you this, it really put us in the dirt. I mean, it's a serious flu. Having gone through it now, I can see how some people, especially if you have a weakened immune system, how it could kill people, how it could be, you know, fatal. But it doesn't have to be, because there are things out there. I can tell you that there are two things that we did I would do differently. I would approach that experience differently next time. First of all, I'd be more proactive and taking this stuff right off the bat, early on.
Ivermectin especially.
And so the other thing is that instead of quercetin, once I have COVID, I'm going to go for the big stuff. I'm going to go for the hydroxychloroquine. They both do the same thing, but hydroxychloroquine is much, much more potent. It pile drives that zinc right into your cells where it needs to be to kill the viruses, to take out the virus.
Right. And where we took quercetin, we didn't really notice that much of a benefit from that, to tell you the truth.
Well, we started late, though. We started a week into it, so we're behind the curve already. But I will say quercetin is by far weaker. It's natural, and it's in a lot of foods naturally. So these are concentrated amounts, but they don't come close to the potency of hydroxychloroquine. Both do the same thing. One's more powerful. One's weaker. The quercetin is definitely much weaker. But something you should be taking on a regular basis anyway, because it's healthy for you. We've had cancer patients say they use quercetin,
right?
Survivors.
And zinc.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. But hydroxychloroquine is just so, so much more potent. Anyway, there are a couple of resources that have been added to that posting that I put up. It's the posting on Radio Free Redoubt titled Wuhan Flu COVID-19 Treatments from the Morning Commute show notes of 26-27 September. In the comments, a listener added another great resource, how to get ivermectin through Push Health, how to get a prescription. And these are, you know, your telemarketing, what's the word for it? help me out here. Telehealth services. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Liberty.
Well, you're welcome. I had absolutely zero idea where you're going with that.
Okay. All right. So that is posted in the comments under that posting, how to get ivermectin through Push Health. But I also responded to that with an additional resource. Dr. Stella, who I believe is with America's Frontline Doctors, also has a telehealth service. It's $90 for preventative prescriptions for those who do not have COVID, and that's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. It's $185 initial telehealth consultation if you already are sick, if you have COVID. But that also includes 3 follow-up visits to make sure you're getting exactly what you need, that it's this being effective.
That may not be such a bad deal.
Great deal. But it can even be better. It's always better if you can be more proactive. I mean, it's $90 versus $185. If you don't have COVID yet,
right?
Do the $90 thing. You know, get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine, get that stuff on hand now. And then as soon as you start feeling those flu-like symptoms and you came in contact with somebody who has it, boom, nail it, punch it right in the nose from day one, day two, and it is going to be a completely different experience. And like I said, nobody has to die from this. And there's additional resources there on that posting at radiofreeredout.com. I wanted to direct you guys to, so don't delay.
Right.
All right.
And so, you know, along those lines, because that's not something that we can get away from these days. And honestly, I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm so sick of talking about it. I would rather move on. But, you know, this is the world right now. I mean, the entire world is wrapped around this whole subject. And so are our finances, soon to be wrapped around this as well, with vaccine passports and Mark of the Beast garbage.
It's the Trojan horse. COVID was the Trojan horse for everything else.
Yep. And so I have this article here that is the Republican attorney generals say there is no federal vaccine mandate for private workers. And those people vow to sue. And that's just exactly what Jen Psaki was saying, that there's nothing that says that any of these businesses have to do this yet. Right. Nothing at all. And the businesses are just jumping on full on as though they're part of the administration, which is fascism,
Right.
That you pat me on the back, I pat you on the back, and we both accomplish fascism together. So they've jumped ahead of the gun and went ahead, and they're already enforcing this. And the Republican AGs are saying there's no federal vaccine mandate yet.
Exactly. So good catch. Okay, guys, join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here, 96.5 FM.
That's right. You have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.